Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide, Lesson 36, The Desert Shall Rejoice and Blossom as the Rose. Reading Assignment, Our Heritage, pages 81 through 96. On July 28, 1847, 4 days after arriving in the Salt Lake Valley, President Brigham Young stood on the spot where the Salt Lake Temple now stands. He struck his cane on the ground and said, "Right here will stand the temple of our God." In Wilford Woodruff, Deseret Evening News, July 25, 1888, page 2. Within 1 week, the saints began surveying the new city, with a temple at the center of the survey. Why should the temple be central in our lives today? It took 40 years to build the Salt Lake Temple. What can we learn from the perseverance of the saints as they built the temple? Read Our Heritage, pages 82 through 84. What characteristics helped the saints overcome the great difficulties they faced during their first years in the Salt Lake Valley? What situations in your life today might require these same characteristics? In what areas of the world did the saints preach the gospel during the administrations of Presidents Brigham Young and John Taylor? See Our Heritage, pages 84 through 86 and 93 through 96. What sacrifices did these early saints make to share the gospel with people around the world? Scripture Chain, Blessings of Obedience. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 34. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 18 through 21. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 1. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 19 through 21. End of Lesson 36, The Desert Shall Rejoice and Blossom as the Rose, from Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.